and my people used to show us about when we'd get up in the morning, and of course in the winter time there always was a heavy fog, but in the summertime if we got up and there was a mist around our camp, my mum and dad used to say, "Oh, there's going to be a death today," and there always was. They taught us about the birds, how the birds come and tell us that someone's going to die, and what birds they were. There was the weirlow, what they call them, the curlew, you know? Yeah. Mm. And the they taught us about the dewey bird, the mopoke was another one. And Willy Wagtail, when he came, they said he always bring someone.
Yeah.
Someone would come.
Yeah.
And the magpies, when they come and sit on our our yard, and someone would turn up. And things that we believed in at the time, it was just happening. It had happened straight away, you know? Almost. And they used to tell the time by the sun. And the time to get up, because they used to be up with the birds anyway. But they knew the time to have lunch by the sun. That was one of the main times, you know. In the evening, of course, you ate when you knocked off work and was all home.
Mm-hmm.
But they try to eat, you know, before it gets too dark. Because we didn't have electric lights, we only had tin lanterns. Actually, we only had tin lanterns. Me and my sister used to, we'd make them out of the milk tins, the little milk tins, sunshine milk tins. We'd put kerosene in it and put oil in it and cut the old hat around. We used to go down to the dump tip and pick up old hats and bring them home and pack them up and store them away.